Zimmen Sagien, Kupala Kamanala, Zimmen Sagien, Habatayim the Kareh Shmuel, Medachas the Eagle, the Arab, the Hadar, the Kadesh. So how can it be that Zimmen Sagien, that Shmuel made a Brachel of Atal? Did you hold that Kiddush of Rabbah Suda is such an absolute requirement that now there's absolutely no point to a Kiddush of Shalom of Rabbah Suda to the point that it's considered a Brachel of Atal? Look, this is exactly what Tosfos says and what the Rosh says. So the question of the Kaf, how can it be that Zimmen Sagien, many times, the man of the stature of Shmuel was guilty. Zimnin Sagiyin, Kufala Kamanala. Zimnin Sagiyin. Habatayim the Kamei the Shmuel, Medachas the Higro, the Arab, the Hadar, the Kadesh. So how can it be that Zimnin Sagiyin, that Shmuel made a Brachel of Atala? Did you hold that Kiddush of Rabbah Suda is such an absolute requirement that now there's absolutely no point to a Kiddush of Shalom of Rabbah Suda to the point that it's considered a Brachel of Atala? Look, this is exactly what Tosfos says and what the Rosh says. So the question of the Kaf, how can it be that Zimnin Sagiyin, many times, the man of the stature of Shmuel was guilty of Brachel of Atala? That sounds to me, at least to me, absolutely inconceivable. This leads to the conclusion that's really not a Brachel of Atala. And there is a concept of Kiddush Shalom of Atala. Yes, you have to have Kiddush of Atala to be Yotzeh, that's for sure. No one denies that. But apparently, there can be an Indian of Kiddush Shalom of Atala, which is, you know, not a Brachel of Atala. It is a kind of something, even though there is no Brachel of Atala. So the question is, how can you deny that? Given the fact that Shmuel did Zimnin Sagiyin. We had a discussion whether it's possible to assume that the Gemara refers to the case of Kiddusha Rabbah. That's what Kiddusha Rabbah is, no Brachel. Kiddusha Rabbah is just Baruch Ragah. So if we refer to Kiddusha Rabbah, then it would mean it wouldn't prove anything. But we concluded it can't be. After Kiddusha Rabbah is not found anywhere in Shas until quite a few blocks from here. So it's a mess. It's almost impossible to assume that this Gemara is talking about Kiddusha Rabbah, which is not even found until, for those who don't know, Kiddusha Rabbah means Kiddusha Shabbos morning. I don't know what the word is. I think Mars says. So that can't be referring to that. So that's a very difficult possibility. It's come out of problem. So that's the best question. So far you had homework over the whole Shabbos and started to look up the Raya. Anybody?
Well, it doesn't necessarily say that he said Kiddush in the first place and then said Kiddush over again.
Why?
Could we?
Zimnin Sagiyin, let's see again. I'm a Kiddush in the school, but not as the ego of the Arab, a Hoda of the Kaddish. What's Hoda of the Kaddish? Hoda
can be two things.
So what about the fluidity that he didn't make this before?
No, he's
really about the rule.
He
didn't. Wow. Maybe the Gemara, but that would be quite a radical translation. This is an interesting lie. How come I looked around? I think I want to bring this right.
Why is that radical?
What?
Why is that radical? That's what
other means. No, Hoda means Chazar. The Hoda is literally Chazar. The Chazar is Kiddush.
I mean, I know there are places where it means Chazar, but we do have, and in Shas, the word Chazar does mean in the afterwards duet.
Could be right. I know, the Rosh says, no, some of them say that way. So we're trying for the Rosh. Okay. So here, Halacha L'maisa.
I
got a confused question. The Rosh begins with the Rosh. Okay. Help. Is it a charge? Not that for me. That's a charge. So look, I'll tell you where you're going to be. All right. So the Dirkei Yosef of the Fidor, Shirei Brocha, and Reishayim Beis, has 2 days about this. Whether a person should make Kiddush, he has absolutely no suit of it. He has no suit of it. There's nothing. So should he make Kiddush or not? Achleitus.
Which one?
Regular Kiddush. Now, the Chora, we can suggest a possible riot that there existed the concept of Kiddush, Shalom HaRachem Suda, being effective and being valid from the sheet of the Sarmi Kutzi. Did you mention the Sarmi Kutzi last week? I don't think so. Okay, I guess we'll look inside the Mordechai, but let's see it inside now together. Please turn to the Mordechai. It's on the mind, okay? Here we go. The Mordechai page, Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. The Ata is about half, a little more than halfway down the first column. The last one line is the Ata. The Ata Noah do about a little period before. The Ata Noah do about a Kiddush for Olsen Almonos. The Noah Yotz of Shaper with the two Ata Kiddush for Mokum Suda. Who looks the Yatsa of the Vesa, calls him the Kiddush for Mokum Suda. Afilu in who Yotz of the Vesa, without the Nevesa. Shirlo Yotz of the Kiddush for Olsen Shalom Mokum Sudasa. The cross of Maharam. Now the Kiddush for Vesa Knesset, Lo Yishka. The Rosh Hashanah said that if you make Kiddush in Shul, you yourself cannot drink from the Kiddush. Why? Because you're not going to drink before Kiddush, and that Kiddush doesn't count. Rather than a Shmuel, I offer the Shem Asad, the Kutzi, the Mutter. Ever see the place? I don't know if I'm going to practice in Dabku. The Mutter. The Mutter, Hamakadah, Shlishas, and Rokham Akhir. For the Choshim, Kishos, and Kodem Kiddush. It's okay. True. The raya lidamin al yad afkuf from an hour. In the yayin lo yotzu. Pirish. The tzarek lavs on the verb, bar pragafan, mishim shini mokum. Right, that's the case. He wants to make it whole leg of shini mokum. Had he not changed places. Hoya yotze in the yayin. He would have fulfilled the mitzvah of yayin. The alkov of Myrish Shasa. He must have drunk wine at the beginning. In shul. People of Shasa, hey, nothing after also Makom, came and he got some adas. You can't make Burpag up an hour and eat in a half an hour from that, drink in half an hour from that. Or different place from that, from here. Alma Masma the Mutal Vishnos, Afki Osa Kiddush Alot of Makom Suda. Vabilu the Shmuel, the Alma Ain Kiddush Alot of Makom Suda. The Kroma Kamesh Lachiyah Min Aminan, Afki Dei Kiddush. What does Shmuel say? After they kiddush lo yotzim, mashma, the kosh can be the yayin lo yotzim. So you're not yotzim yayin. What do you mean not yotzim yayin? Means you must have drunk from the wine, but you're not yotzim yayin. So by definition, you have to assume that he did drink from the wine, even though he didn't eat in that place. The yachim lo hoya yotzim, razzle the cabbage. The Kalmakon, here's the Lishnos Yayin, the Marakon Yayin in the other place. Abo Eino Osu Lishnos. The Kamokay, Shabbat, the Kamokay, the Merav. So this is the Sami Kutzi's proof. When the Kalmakon, God, the wrong laugh, the Lishnos, the Lishnos, the Lishnos, the Lishnos, the Lishnos, the period. And Chav Tessi quotes that the Rosh of the Tur argue, if you get a Tuatino, you can't drink it by yourself.
Does this mean that if someone drinks a review of wine, it's not enough then?
We'll get to that a little bit later. For the Sami Kutzi holds that you're permitted to drink from the coast of Kiddush, even on Shalom Lachem Sud. Now what does that indicate? Let's order. This indicates that Kiddush Shalom Lachem Sud has meaning. It's not a problem about Talal of Kiddush. But the fact that he allows you to drink from this Kiddush, because the Kiddush is meaningful. But it's meaningful, although you're not guilty, your ultimate mitzvah, it's not a Makom Suda, but it's sufficient to permit you to drink. You have to use someone's drinking before Kiddush, but you're drinking during Kiddush. This Kiddush has meaning, has a lot of significance, this Kiddush. So therefore, we would say that this Raya of the Sami Kutzi, to the so-called people powerful earlier taste of the Amirabani Yonah, that Kiddush or the Makom Suda has meaning? Yes? Oh, but if he held that way, then it would be Kiddush for Makom Suda. As we'll get to that, the sheet effect of all of it is that sufficient to drink a Revius of Yayin to be considered to be labeled of Kiddush for Makom Suda. So you left the cash going to the owner of the moment of Ramas. How do you have a Kiddush for Makom Suda?
You don't drink before Revius.
Oh, you don't drink before Revius, or someone else drinks, you don't drink, as the case may be. But there are. That's true, but that's not what he said. The Gaon do say, well, that's not what the Sami Kutzi is saying at all. There's still two possibilities as to what he is saying, yes?
Cake.
It's a wonderful idea. A wonderful idea, but we don't do it. I never saw a Shulish oven. It would be a good idea to avoid the problem. Kiddush Baruch Hu Chatzuda.
I have to wash, right?
Oh, maybe. In a roll, let him wash. Let the Mekadosh wash. And then I'll solve all those problems.
That's what one of the cases said. So you told me.
Right. So they came to Riverdale 20 years ago and they wouldn't want to cut out Kiddush. They said, okay, you can have Kiddush, but I have to bring a collar roll over next to you. I'll have a collar roll. Would they throw me out for that, you think? Okay. So, of course, we don't pass him. We pass him against him. You can't drink. But the question is, what does Sarmikutsi really say? The Derek Achayim, the Nesidus, the Mekor Chaim, the same author, the Derek Achayim Siddur, interprets the Sarmikutsi this way. That the Kiddush Shalosh Malchus Suda is something, that nothing, and therefore it's not considered drinking before Kiddush, it's drinking during Kiddush. However, one can interpret the Samikuzi somewhat differently. Is the pshat that this is a Kiddush, and therefore there's no longer an Easter of eating or drinking before Kiddush, and therefore calling it a Samikuzi. Once I add this Kiddush, I can have a piece of a filter fish. I can now eat an apple. You can have an apple before Kiddush. I made Kiddush. I wasn't the Rav Suda, so I wasn't the Rav Suda, but Kiddush it was. Is that Shad of the Samakusa? That's how the Derech Haim interprets. That's a right of ruin before that interpretation. The Kiddush really is a Kiddush.
Derech Haim says, not
culture
for Kiddush,
I
need to eat other stuff.
Right, like have an apple. That's right.
Why?
Because Kiddush, Shalom, Rav Suda, is Shmo Kiddush. There's no longer any sense of eating before Kiddush. Yeah, I made Kiddush already.
For anything, you could make an argument that the wine itself, since the Kiddush has significance.
So I could have said, only that goes. Only that goes. And if that's the case, one can make another suggestion. Why? Not just that it's that goes. No, different. Teeth were about. Don't forget, in the case of the Samikutsi, it's referring to the Gemara's case. There are orphans who are eating shul. And if for those orphans, this kiddush is certainly meaningful. Because they're one and only kiddush. They're having their one and only shrine idea of shul. So one can make the following suggestion. And this is a radical suggestion. I saw it in the Sefer by Stern from the Nebuchadnezzar. That perhaps what it means is that if I make kiddush and it's above of suda for you, because you're having kala, then shame Kiddush Shalom, and I could drink from it. As opposed to having payers after it would not be allowed. As opposed to a Kesher Bosai, in which nobody was able to take Kiddush over here. It's not Malkum Suda for anybody. In that kind of a situation, one might argue, if it's not Malkum Suda for anybody, then it's certainly arguable that you cannot drink from the wine. Maybe the Sabakutsu is at a different vote. Since it's Malkum Suda for the Orphan, so by definition, it's Kiddush's validity, so I can drink from this cup of Kiddush. But if no one's having some passing out in that hall, then maybe in fact, no one can drink from the Kiddush. So there's an interesting dialogue between Rav Shmuel and the Ezer Stern, both from Shri Le'esh, and the Kiddush Kamas Kofasa, and the same Kiddush Kofasa, and a man named Rav Salal Stern, was now the front of the Rafa. He is the brother of the Debrecina Rosa.
Missouri.
He was from Missouri at one point. He was from Vienna, Australia, Shalaya. He got around. He was a big comic book. Originally. Of course. And Rabbi Salo Stern suggests that it's good enough. That the Rafa Suda for A, B can be from the coast. And Rabbi Shmuel, the other Stern, said, no way. No way. No way. Yeah.
In the third question, and we have two. One is that it totally is a kiddush, except you're not yotzei b'chatzuda.
Right.
One is that it's totally not a kiddush if you were not the type of someone being yotzei with this one.
Right. As a third possibility. That's considered this. You can't ask it this cup.
This is kiddush.
Yeah. But that means it's already considered somewhat of a kiddush. Maybe won't be matir gefilte fish afterwards.
Right.
But it still has some kind of shem kiddush, not brachal batala. If it's brachal batala, so how can it be about to drink from the wine?
It doesn't shivus as a kiddush, but it doesn't have a shivus as a kiddush that's a mark.
Okay, good. Enough and out. That's possible. That's possible. That's possible. The truth is that one may interpret the Samakuti differently. Kiddush has nothing to do with Suda. Kiddush, you can fulfill Kiddush above the Makam Suda. Maybe you learn that Kiddush and Makam Suda, believe it or not now, is Allah and Suda. The Suda is preceded by Kiddush. And the Nikbah, the Rav pointed out, there are the lines of both the Shabbos and the Sukkah. Be nikbah or nikkan by the Kiddush. So the Kiddush itself is freestanding, it's not a Brachah Levatola. Kiddush and Makam Suda is necessary not to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, but to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda. The Suda can't be a Suda without a Kiddush linked to it. That's impossible. There's all the fun of the Samikut. Shemanah passes against the Samikut. Like the Rosh and the Tur. The mission is Yaakov, Paskin, Kiddush Lodavah Suda, is he brings it up on a raya. But the Gemara says in the Sech, the Brahma, the Flam and Gimel, we derive Abdullah from Kiddush. Just like Hashem is Abdullah, the Kiddush. It's not enough to make Kiddush and Davin, they have to make Kiddush. Allah tells, so too, by Abdullah, they say, Allah said, I've had the fun of Tano and Davin, you still require to make Abdullah the Tos. Back to the mission of the second, what kind of raya is this? Kiddush is Kiddush Makam Suda, that's why I take up the Kiddush Allah Tos. That's why. Nothing to do with Abdullah. Characters you see in that Gemara, there's another image, there's an image of Kiddush Allah Yayin, independent of the din of Kiddush and Makam Suda. And then the Gemara derives Abdullah from Kiddush. Had it only been a din of Kiddush and Makam Suda, then he couldn't derive Abdullah from Kiddush. It would be an impossibility. That's Rav Eniyon. That's the Minhag of Kiddush and Shul, is the Mishnah of Siyakim. And the Rosh argues, the Rosh holds that Kiddush without a Suda is nothing. Absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, I love Allah nice, I think that's how we pass it. The Minhag will open up, if you don't want, open up a Shulchan Aruch. In Reish Samach Pesach, you have to listen. The Gemara says just like you make Kiddush B'Tfilah, then you make Kiddush Halachos. So to the Abdullah, the same thing applies. In fact, the Mishnah said, what kind of comparison is that? Like Kiddush is forced to make Halachos because it's Kiddush Makam Suda. Abdullah is there's no such thing as Abdullah Makam Suda. What's the Gemara's right? And Abdullah said, I'm not Davin. The answer is no. There exists a freestanding independent mitzvah of Kiddush Halakos, even Shalom of Makam Suda. And therefore, you can derive Abdullah from Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samach, everyone should have a Shulchan Aruch, everyone have a Shulchan Aruch here in the room? Should be at least enough to go around. People look on with Noah. How much of us are right in line? Are there more Mr. Brewers in the room? You have one? That's the one from here? Where's the one from here? You have one?
Yeah,
it's enough. Reish Samach Tes. That's what I was looking for before. That's what I could use. Reish Samach Tes. Why don't you look over there? Good. Leave me that answer. Reish Samach Tes Sifala. Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. No argument of Kaddish and Beis HaKnesses. The aim of the Kaddish lit on the aim Kiddush only not even the cup. We'll get to the cup story later. Why can't you take like the Rosh? Why not? Then Kiddush out of the Makam Suda against the Samikusi. We may call on Nidkan of the Shul Aruch and after the Shas and the Reik Mishnah, but see the Reik Havasa. The Ash of Abba God, lo Achli Aruch and the Reik Mishnah. Lo Bada Adatana. This is the Ran. He doesn't even have any honest reason. He doesn't say there's an independent Kiddush of the Makam Suda. He gives the Ran's reason. Lo Bada Adatana. Zeu. It's an incidental point that Rambam tells you that we do make Kiddush Makam Suda. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sidkot. Hey, Uvendina Seinu Nogan Makadash of Esach Nesses against the Machaber, the Shabbos. And in the last one, Mishnah Berurah, the Ein Levatel Aminig, Ki Harbe Geodim Yisdu. So apparently there's a, they shouldn't cancel this minig of having Kiddush and people donate the money, right? As the Chazal say every week. The Yayin and Kiddush L'Avdala. That means they're giving the Yayin to the shuls. It's a big kibbutz. They give the Yayin to the Kiddush L'Avdala.
They don't say anything about the kibbutz.
No. No. This is the Nishav Anel. So apparently we pass him like the Ra'ad. We pass him that the Ramadan say we do Kiddush for different reasons, without any honest reason. The impression that we pass him, that Kiddush L'Avdala not from Sud is nothing against the Ramadan, like the Ra'ad. Or worse, it's not like Tyson, it's no Kiddush at all. Shalom is not from Sud in Shul. So the Pasuk said to give it to a Kohen. Give it to a Kohen, they say. That there was quoted over here in Shulchan Aruch. But before we get to that, we have to see a line in the Rush, one line, which to me is quite problematic. So we keep the Shulchan Aruch open, come right back to it. So, yes? How?
Why is
Shimon, they kiddush for people up on the roof.
Right.
And then he
wants to go
to the
first and
they can get upstairs.
So he made
kiddush
up on the roof.
I thought about that. That's the original kiddush was for somebody else. Doesn't say it in the Gemara, but use your imagination. Doesn't say that it was people on the roof. Shimon. Possible. I'll see what it may say. This is what I thought of once, right? Okay. A small like Kiddush on the roof for his wife. And the wife had a suit on the roof. Then he went downstairs to the Kiddush for his children. Or for himself. He got a fight with his wife. Oh, that's the other So he went downstairs to eat. That would avoid the problem. That's right. I thought that. I just didn't want to say that. I thought it's a custom of a seder. That's not against any svar. Listen. It's a little bit better than other, because the Russian himself is harder to study the second time, right? So that won't work because the Russian may obey, but this can work. Yeah, okay. I think it's in retrospect of Rachel Abatara. You made the shots myself. You know, it wasn't a there. It happened once, I guess, twice. It was in Sagi, and then you should have caught that Quran after a while. That was kind of a routine procedure. Okay. The Rush is one line, which I think is difficult, but it's elaborated upon by that Gauss Miner. Was that in the Mount of Thomas, that Gauss Miner? I think that's what I'm right. The one line of the Rush is as follows. The Rush's line is Efsha. Where is that? The Rush is impossible to make. What's later on? It's impossible to make Kiddush and Shul on Pas. Here it is. Simon Yud Zion. Was that also the Rambam comes? I believe so. Simon Yud Zion, half around the first column. It's the line right before the small mem. It's a very small sense phrase. He says the minig is says the Efshal the Kaddish the path the Beis HaKnesses. Yes? It's impossible to make Kiddush on Pas in Shul. Why is it impossible? You see, because he says over here, Yerushalmi says that if they had no wine in Shul, what do? The Chazan would say, this is Yerushalmi's quote here in the Rush, as also quoted the closest, so I'm going to prove up in the dates. The Yerushalmi said, a little bit higher up over here in the same paragraph.
This is for the Ochim also? Or this?
Right. It says, the line begins with Omar. It's two lines above that top gimel on the base. See it? The Omar of Asi Barbun, Nahigin Tamab, and Bokum Shein Yayin, Shri Yartiva over the Fnei Ateva, the Omar Broch Achas Mein Sheva, Vashma Lefish Heinu Lefish Ein Bekach and Arapas. But he said for the Tzibur, and it was both of them, the, presumably the Kiddush Daraisa, with the Mein Sheva. So the Rosh at the bottom said, that's no proof that you can't make Kiddush on Pas. At home, you can make Kiddush on Pas. Against Rabbi Natan. And sure you can't. And sure you can't. I just don't know why.
They're eating in Shul. The Orchim are going to be eating there, though.
What?
In the Shul, probably.
They've had a drink?
Same reason why you can't.
Why? What's the difference? So, Chalav is looking. You can't make Kiddush in Shul because you had drink some wine in Shul, not so bad. Wine about the, just the, as we call sacramental, you know, the ritual drinking of a cup of wine. But Chalav, you know, you consider sacramental, but it's a piece of bread. Now you can Shul. That's the chat could be.
Right.
So Tyson himself is saying that I eat the challah in shul, that I drink wine in shul. That's very
Yashin.
Or maybe you can figure out how God's mind is, because he gives a little bit of a longer elaboration. The Russian Metatron. I'll tell you what the language of God's mind is, and you tell me if it's what you said then. Maybe you're right. Russian is as follows. End of Sifkot Sama. It's as follows. Vahidi Rishami, those who have it on the it's the sixth line, page 129. Vahidi Rishami Shehidra Vedatan Iko Limited Lo Ayri Elo Kiddush Hashem Beis HaKnesses Lo Tzeh Hemi Yavavosim Da Achri Vishasi Vigadu Beis Nishka U Lepicha Pecha Shein Yayin I Efsha Vigadish Beis HaKnesses. Why? Here's a line. The Ein Vigadish Ala Pas Halo Ein Shom Odom Shen Natal Yodov Lecho La Alter U Lugoret Birchas Ambozo. What does that extra line mean?
It's not realistic.
Why is that realistic? Why not? Ein sham odam shen natal yodo lecho la'alder ulubaret birchas hamazon. He doesn't know what about the word. That's what it means. Not a long, not a long, but it's the fact of impossible. But okay, I want to accept. But how do you do the line? How do you interpret that line? You won't find someone who wants to do it. Okay. Alright, see? Somebody made a joke before. Somebody made a joke. Every joke that's made has an input into the final conclusion. That's what means a joke. Okay. I want to accept that, but I don't want to do it. Fair enough. That's what it means. To give it to a kid. The wine broker, not a power, not a pay. But I make it in shul, I make it in shul once a year. I always avoid that when I don't call anything about that. Anyway, I'm Shabbos. Once a year. That's what you don't, plus the other than Shabbos, move by with Shabbos. I have left you, I have to be on Shabbos. But I start the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah? I'm about to deliver Rosh Hashanah the first night. comes to Kiddush, so I'm going to do it. I got the Bala Mitzvah Shul also. So here I start on the left foot, and I make Kiddush. Bar for Gama never bothered me. Bar for Gama comes in, you've got to make a Bar for Gama for a kid. There's a whole lot of kids. All right. So now sure I tell the kids when I'm there, don't say a word, you drink as soon as I finish Bar for Gama. I'm going to give the kid a drink right away. Don't talk in between. So out of the 10 kids, one of them listens to me, and then okay, fine. What bothers me is the bracha of what? Of the Kaddish Yisrael by Lamed Lord. That's what's a shout of bracha of the bracha. Not going to help you that you're raised in the bracha of the bracha. That's not going to be the bracha of the
bracha.
Ah, you say, just make it, forget it. Said, no wine, just get up there and make the Kaddish Shabbos. With no wine, no bread.
But technically, you're really Yotzi with that. It's Shmoneh Esrei anyway. In that aspect.
Yeah, well, the rush is home for the rat. The rush is home for the rat. That's what they're talking about. But the fact that you need it to be Motzi, the Amaratim, and the Kiddush, Shalom Lamachim Suzu. So the question is about it. Just say without anything. And after Yishami says, if you have no wine, what do? You do it that way. What do you do? You say the Kaddish Shabbos. So we do a main Sheva. So the question is, so even if you have wine, why are you still Mekadosh HaShabbos? If Mekadosh HaShabbos is sufficient, when they have no wine, what you shall need, so why shouldn't the Mekadosh HaShabbos be sufficient when they do have wine? What's the difference? You're taking it to the Brahma of Allah for nothing. The Mekadosh HaShabbos is already introduced by the Chazal and one Shabbos and the Kwazim and Mishmanah. There, everyone agrees. Even the Chashtivah, even the Yeshivas, even Eretz Yisrael, they all, when they kill all their kiddush, they all say Mekadosh HaShabbos and Shmei Sheva. So let it stop. Let's say, Rabbi, you're supposed to make Kiddush Shul. I make Kiddush Shul. Where? The Kaddish Shabbos. That's who your Shabbos says. That is Kiddush. You want to be happy? I'll let you do. I'll look for a new way out of it and solve the world's problems. Before you solve the Kaddish Shabbos, give the guy a cup. Then make a broad prayer cup. Then I'll say to the Kaddish, okay, I'll say it. And then the Kaddish Shabbos. And some of the kids will drink and make Kaddish Shabbos. This way, the Kiddush Shul, yeah, no extra grumbles about that. All about Yisrael, it's a great idea. They got a ribbon now. 20 years? Huh? They can sell it from the top of the mindset of the Yishalim. You want to follow them, you want to be, you know, Zionists, you want to follow Yishalim. Think it'll work? I have my grave doubts. It's a good idea, you're right. It's a very good idea. Maybe we should do it. Yishalim said that you have no wine, so you go to Kiddush Shul with the Mekadosh HaShabbos. Because they listen to the Chazal of Mekadosh HaShabbos, and we say every single week. So the suggestion is made, even if you do have wine, a lot of Mekadosh HaShabbos. I don't know.
Why
are
you not
being heard?
We do.
All right. Then, why not Kiddush? I made a suggestion. We have wine, so after you finish his Bogan Ovis, he says, you know, Zeichel and Master Grace. He says, okay, have a sentence, have a new suggestion. Put in the bar for a cup. Let him take a cup. Make bar for a cup. Say, okay, have a sentence.
That's too formal.
Why?
A little bit of a brother.
Say
it at the beginning.
Nope, I say at the end. Take a whole cup of wine and hand it over. Say, Mekadosh HaShabbos. Then you make a bar for a cup and make a Shana Shita. If you have the, if you have the finish before the bar for a cup. And then drink the kids drink the wine.
No.
Stop.
No one's going to go for it.
No, but that's what we thought. That was the point of walking in, the district says no one's going to go for it.
You chant.
No, they won't go for it. You're right.
I feel like you're stoned, maybe.
Oh. Okay. Fine. Let's go to the dinner cup. How can he give you the cup to drink? How? You're now doing a full Kiddush. You're giving a cup of chazer. May you give a cup of chazer? The Torah prohibits to give a cup of chazer. Lo sof lo sachilu. You're not permitted to give a cup of macholos hasus. So how do we have a new minute over here? To give the kid what? The kosher Kiddush. But he hasn't made Kiddush yet. That kid doesn't catch. Lo sof lo sachilu. That's the Mogan Avraham's kasha. That goes minor, he has the kasha too. So, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes a couple of reasons, and don't look around later. The Mishnah Berurah says, You're allowed to give it to a kach shegila chinuch, 6 or 7 years old. But kach, don't give it to a kach less than that age. Then it's brachul of atala, because he's not tired in barav per gavra. Ah, you can't give a kid dvarav asur, even in the rabbana. Here the kama timing. I am the Roman Avraham. Doesn't tell the Talmud. What are the Talmud? The Mishabudas gave you a tease. Because there are many reasons Kama Talmud doesn't tell the reason. So let's open the Roman Avraham. Those who have, there are a few here. I have one. You have one? That's it, there's two? Alright, so. That's it. So we'll do it about there. I'm giving you now the Roman Avraham. You should have seen in the Maamar Kavos, the one that's raised on the test is cut now. He gives a number of reasons why it's permissible to give the egg Kiddush to a cousin, and he's written before Kiddush. I'll give you the reasons. One, the only prohibition of those achilas and Issa lav. Here it's only Issa Aseh. That's that was my report to the Rambam. Number one. Number two. He doesn't like it there. He says, no one's going to do that.
It says,
Kevin, the
Yeshua,
to the field of God, but
the
Yotzi,
the
Kiddush. Relax. Two, that some say, I feel God on the Kiddush. Then he adds three words that are inexplicable. The Yotzi, the Kiddush, they bonded all around these three words. That's what I said. I forgot the Pagranati, the Kalman, the Tanishar. So, he didn't need those three words. He should have said, Yesh Olam, the Muslim God, the Shabbat, the Sami Kusi. The Sami Kusi didn't say Yotzi the Kiddush there. Everyone jumps on that rush. But Pliya too, what kind of Yotzi the Kiddush there? It's the Mach Sashem or the Yotzi Kash. The Mach Sashem, because it must mean the Yotzi that is no Yisrael Kima. Don't think the Yotzi Kash. That's the parenthetical point of this moment as well. That's reason number two. Reason number three. Reason number three. What's reason number three? There was no alternative. Inami came in the Yeshua bin Akashar. They said, what does that mean? To give a kid chaz with no alternative? What does that mean? What does that mean? Reason number four. Ba'a chota jayibnu. That's not reason. The Yidu of Tina can only give a Tina. But there's no reason. I'm not sure about it. Reason number four is the Mach Hashem points to the radical. It says you're not to eat before Kiddush. Never is allowed to drink before Kiddush. You have words. We don't pass that way. We pass the care to water before Kiddush. But there's a sheet that we show all that you're only allowed to eat before Kiddush. Toa make a mountain. Toa means solid food. That's reason number four. Reason number five. We'll probably come back to the back later. Reason number five is not an Easter chemtza, it's an Easter gavra. Or the Bar Rav was an Easter, I told him this man. I told him there's nothing wrong. Why? This one is also before Kiddush. When do we say you can't give your kid to drink or to eat? Trade, intrinsically trade. Here's not trade, it's the wrong time. Reason number five. By the way, the Apostle Paul is on Yom Kippur. The Mincha Seder is a famous woman of Yom Kippur, we discussed one summer. If you give your kid to Yom Kippur, he's not going to die otherwise. The Mincha Seder does not. If the way he's about to die, he's going to give him food. Huh? Why? Because it's sick. Food and Yom Kippur is a chazas, he can't give a chazas. It's a chola shesh from sakana. He has to reject it completely for a variety of reasons. One of the reasons is, Yom Kippur is a different kind of an instance. This is totally this man. Not that it's a trade of food as such. That's not reason number, what's that? Five.
Maybe some
Rashi might answer
that problem.
So that's 5 reasons. That's all there are. There are 5 reasons. What are the 5 reasons? Have them almost quickly. No quicker. What are the 5 reasons? One.
Easter.
Saying that the not allowed to rise. Two, we rely on the Samikuti with the kids. Three, no choice. Four, Shtir is an Akhila. Five, he says, oh, this man. The fact that he says it like any of these five answers, give it to a kid under low yellow kid. Very much that wrong, that's the case of going for a government of the Matrala. But he is that there's no cash. Because the Roman Rome himself falls the of giving this to water to Chris Neal on a fast to the baby, the eight-day-old baby. Eight-day-old baby is rolling in a kingdom. Now how in the world can you justify that? So the answer is, from both sides, that the whole nature of Gorberg effort on a kosher brother is different. It's not stopping a bit like Shahako on a glass of milk. Boy for a gefer of the kosher kiddush is a din in shira. It's part of the chi of shira on the coast. And the only reason you have to drink from the coast to Rashi and Erev and Achmen is denial of the coast that no one should drink from. It's not nice. So the Rashash asked in Erev and Achmen, not nice. I have two other words for that. What are the two other words you use to describe a guy with a Mexican kiddush doesn't drink the wine? Rama of Achmen, not nice. So the Rav said that he said, no, it's just not nice. Because it wouldn't be a brahma about that. So therefore, it's not nice. You give it to a little kid. Maybe they know. Count along, that's number one. Count along the bar and says as follows. Oh, another thing before I get to the bar. The moment that Rav just saw this, though, Easter to give to a kid, Easter to tell him his man, it's very relevant. You can give your 11, 12-year-old boy candy for Pukish.
Candy?
That's what they do. Can I give my candy for an eye for Pukish? How can that be? Or Shabbos for Pukish, how can that be? The answer is that it's no issue to give a kid of the Bar Mitzvah to eat or drink for Pukish. There's no business of giving you that, no problem, no fun. Also, the Rebbe Levon says you can't take care. You shouldn't let your child wait for Kiddush Shabbos morning. They open their Kiddush at 12 o'clock. Kids starving away, it's not healthy. There's no concern at all. I have this with my wife all the time. My son likes the candies. Like every other boy. But she asks, before Kiddush. So she looks at me, I said, something about it? Well, then I'm wrong. I heard him fight that battle elsewhere. You know, you have to fight your battle. You raise children, you'll see the after fight battle. Draw a line. So where to draw the line is a difficult decision. Yeah.
I was by a short shot on the foot there, and the neighbor is killing from there, and it's hard to do. Now, sitting right across me, was I supposed to say something about
it? You got mad.
I don't know what.
You gosh.
I think it must be in the eye. Mr. Shah, Chad was the short musician.
Easter, I call it this man. Nothing intrinsically wrong with the food itself. But if this time came for Kiddush, then there's no Easter of giving it to a child. The concrete should let the child starve. The candle in the very mouth is not letting the kid starve. You need candles. Count along the bath is a great idea. I think it's a wonderful idea. You should really do it in my school. I'm thinking about it. Which is considered a lot of Suda according to the Gaonim. cited in the Chabas and Reish on Gimel Sifei, and you yotze, make an ala gefer. Finish. Says the Bach, it's such a great idea, we should do it every week. Every week we should do it. Let them accomplish it with Gouvias and Juan at the end. Lapel, it'll never happen. The reason why, what'd you say? So the Bach says it's no one harder than the Golan. The Bach says it's less mandatory than the Golan. It's less. No one argues with that. Look after the Shulchan Aruch, what's the calling enough letters? Raise your hand with patience.
So therefore, I don't know if we're not shut up my body.
The Mishnah Berurah passes it. You have no kiddush shul. You have to drink. If you're the Baal Meir, Mr. Schwartz, at a snowy Shabbos, and there's no, or if anybody asks you, why should I talk for that matter? If they have anything kiddush, they don't have it. What? Do they not? They don't make kiddush at all in Shabbat talks.
Usually
they're going to eat there anyway.
They do. Let's say you're in a shul where there's no kids. Right. Let's say you're in a shul where they don't. There's no kids on the Bar Mitzvah. It's a snowy night. And you're the Baal Meir. You will have to make kiddush shul.
I should eat pasta.
Maybe pasta will work, because you may have a meal downstairs in the hall. But if it's not, kids, that's my new suggestion.
I understand,
pasta would be healthy.
If we don't
really... The machab and pasta is going there. The box of no one has to go
there. If we really don't want to go
there. Not until we really don't. The machab and mishavus, you should have to do it. The mishavus, if there's no kids in shuls, the makadish has to drink.
Why don't we always have to go to
the
drink?
That's the box. So that won't fly. That's not going to do it. That's why we have to go. But you don't lose anything by getting into a kid. I'd rather go from Rav Zerubius. Plus, a little bit. That's the most... To me, Rav Akhlov, that's what the Golem said.
Do
you
want
to sell
again?
Sure. Why? Because according
to the Golem, it's Rav Akhlov.
It's Rav Akhlov, it's Rav Akhlov, it's Rav Akhlov, it's Rav
Akhlov, it's Rav Akhlov, it's
Rav Akhlov, it's Rav Akhlov, it's Rav Akhlov, it's Rav Akhlov, it's Rav Akhlov, it's Rav Akhlov, it's Rav Akhlov, it's Rav Akhlov, it's They give a day and a dollar to make any bracha for a cup. Any bracha. You can make a bracha, I don't know, ashiyotah for a cup. I don't see the sedan for a cup. No, it's Mr. Jim like that. Man, for a bracha, you can make a bracha for a cup. Can't you make a bracha for a cup if a cup,
for
the kingdom? Yes, he is. Kiddush Rabbah Suda. If the Golem alight. Anyway, the three sheets of the Golem said, the Lashon of the Mechaber says, it's as follows. O Shasa Kos Yayin Shechayim Olav Bracha. Now how much must you drink in order to be Chayim and Bracha Kron on wine? Anybody know the answer to that question?
Yes.
Some say Revius. Some say what? Melo Lugmok, which is the Rov Revius. Some say Mechamsim Kazayas. So that's the Machlokas over here.
No,
how much?
Sure,
some says what?
No one says more.
No.
The only thing I pass up by the coffee is
to drink the whole bottle. To make sure you have it. The Machlokas. Comes of all the pods is a bit of another story. Some of the bush. You need a revius over and above the Lalumah. The Lalumah is a Kiddush. Kiddush from above the Suuda, maybe the Suuda on top of the Kiddush. Because the Malol is a plus Revius. That's how I say, if you give the kid 4.5 ounces, 3 ounces for the Revius, and an ounce after the Malol is a that's a big deal. Get a 4.5 ounce cup. You don't have to get a 5 ounce cup. Pour over the first guy, they're almost to the top of the 5 ounce cup. Let them drink that off. And then the rest of the kids, they drink 4 more wine to the
I think with their cups. Because now for Shechem, he says that they should drink each that Gadol Kol HaKos.
And the cost was a Revius plus Malol is a big cost. Yes.
Don't want to be a front pole that puts you on the other bread or donuts there and you should just drink one of these and not mock here like you would push to say another
one. But what's he doing? Why is he not?
And also, like, so let's say for example, let's say a person is strict and only eats the Nagy Brahma sauce and the Nagy Pesa. So now he doesn't have anything to make his kid from the Suda unless he's watching. And no mock there or something.
Not a lot. Okay. Now. Comes the moment I brought him, it's a fascinating line. This is the Islam of the moment I brought him. This is the same piece. The moment I brought him, this is like this. It's towards the end. He says,
Since the Russ came, since it's like his, they're getting dates, so it counts.
she's a matzah, but you mean the feather?
Yes. Can't say that's suspicious.
I don't think so. Okay, the last part of Noghan Avram. Because I lost my money. Ain't Tina Kudesh, the Knesset, Nelson, the God of Lishtos, the Kiddush, and Abdullah. The Nira leader, the Kiddush, Yishtek, the Shir, right? Like you have a great shot, give us a bet. And he says, the Nira leader, Shabakadesh, Yeh, the Daito, Lotte, the Deso, the Kiddush, there. The Hayesh, Omer, Shayotzi, was there. The person should have in mind that he should fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush the Mokam Suda as far as they saw with this Kiddush. What does that line mean? What does that mean?
I'm the Kiddush here with Kavana.
Oh, the Mokam Suda. That's said, that's the Yishami said. If I make Kiddush here and I have a mind to eat there, it's good enough. The Babi says if I care. So Tosas tried to accommodate, this one is last week. Tosas accommodate the Babi and Yerushalmi. What do they say? They say that, you know, one's in the house, one's out of the house, right? One's room to room, one's house to house. But no, one of those nobody says that from house to house, it works.
At the very word, at least you picked up one more Shita.
What Shita?
Yerushalmi.
No, but it wasn't Tosas Yerushalmi when it agrees no good. Right, exactly.
Yeah, something.
Exactly. I think you're right. That's the rhyme. Turn to the Ram of Osa. Please, the Ram. I don't believe so this Ram is true. It's the Ram on page 4. Nope. The Ram on page 4. Says like this. He quotes close to Shita. This compromise you. Room to room, house to house. This is baloney. He says, baloney here. See the Shamina? Ever see the Shamina? No. Who might love the Shamina? The law and the hero, the cave of the Indian Kiddush, Dina and the Pina, the Pina, the Divide, the Divide. Let the love look in an eye. There's no distinction. The suit the dish of the hourly, the cause of the hour of the out of the suit of you, the skin of the shadow, but the suit of you recall. The base of time is the cause of the love of Maka. It could be 20 yards down the road. Down the Divide, the Divide. Elevadai Yerushalmi legal, like David says. The Matzvot was Vadai Yerushalmi. So his last line is, Vadan ki gibor di da matira. Oh, he passed against Yerushalmi, but released to get something to lose, as David says. And according to Yerushalmi, it would be good to be Mabai of Shash Roch Olevatolo. Now, the Sharatzim, here at Sitkot, Ches, he's open to Reisha and Gimel. Siv Kodem Ches. Says, last line, Yesh v'tzarek v'zadat of Nisim Go, who could be vore be'el yorab at Shikot, the Shikot of he, avilu mi bayis v'bayis mahani daita. He passes a lot of a nice, says the Sharatim for the Rabba, that mi bayis mahani daita. Who said so? That's a question of how do you read the Russian of the Rush? Look inside, please, on both sides. Where are you open now? To the Rif? The Ram? Turn to the Rush, please. Page 260, front. We got a lot to do. Please. 260. Rabbeinu Nissim Zal. It's 260 column 2, more than halfway down. The last few words of Rabbeinu Nissim Zal. See? Rabbeinu Nissim Zal, Kosovo Megillah Sporim. Oh, that didn't kill us over Makam Suda, Haino Hekna, Shahi, Hoya, the Daito, Mitzkila, that over Makam Akilish, the Shubhim, Lafi, over Makam Akhir. Out of the Mitzkila, Kiddish, and Daito, the Hoki, left over Makam Akhir, Yotzi, the Kiddish. They arrive in the middle of the Shalmi, so Kate and the Vogue, which is the Kosovo Rabbeinu, sounds the same as Tosis, right? Well, you have to go after the Kaddish of Beis of all of the local of the Sukkasa. Well, the Torah, you really shall be calling on the Baal Dibar. The Kiyar Yishani, my call of the Shmuel, long lay the Kiddush of the Beis Kiddishta, lay him with the whole thing, call me, hey, you should die from that, what a Beis on. Ella, she hit us. The Zabab is against the Yishani. Kind of with a wild parents. I think some of us just this last week in Shia. Maybe you did. Ella, she hit us, the Farish, don't be coming. For the Shmuel, long lay the Kiddush of the Beis Kiddishta, the Chulei, the Osi, the Mithi, the Nafet, Mirei Churba, come to her and say, the man that was his sovereign, she is kiddush shelo b'makom suda, shelo yale alivam lomar, lahotzi es misha daito lecho lebeso. They won't realize this. Shamein adam somet al dek kiddush v'akom kashin lebeso. In other words, the Olam, the Babi also agrees that I can make kiddush and shul and have the mark in the house. So why do I say, why do I make kiddush and shul for? So they're going to make kiddush at home anyway. So you can tell me you were the one, right? Never make this sure anyone home anyway. So why bother? More than why bother? Because it's going to cause a mistake. You're going to make them be called a mitzvah. Boom is shiny. The la'asim emiti she'avino akol shehu la'hotzi ha'ochem she'bemeis ha'kneses. Period. In my opinion, according to the Elyon Rabbah, the Sharatiyan, this is the end of the Megillas Torah in this. Ends over here. Stop. So comes out, you go to stop right over here, but according to the Shita of the Babli and the Yerushalmi, I can make Kiddush in Shul, and you go to somebody in the house!
Has there been this in
the room? No, that's a shalom. Better listen, go. It's a different person. Now the Korban Asano, on the next page, in Oz Beis, at the very end, which is the Mehashta Havi Brachal of Atolah and Eich Shalom, it says, Ad Kan Dibur Abeinu Nisim. He made him that Nisim will go until the very end. Obviously, then the Sharatian is wrong. Because the Sharatian said, according to Abeinu Nisim, I make Kiddush here, and I don't know, I have a mind to eat in a different house completely, a Yotze. So clearly, the other Abeinu Nisim stopped before that. Exactly where he stopped, I don't know. I'm suggesting, instead of by the base, maybe he stops by the Shin. If you look at the Sefer Big Day Yesha, on the bottom set, the person of Mordechai. Yes, David. So, also not wrong.
Can you possibly hurt to have this come over?
What?
That I'm being able to now, the condition making a show, I'm going to be able to do in my house. Can you possibly let this be a problem?
Yeah, it was a mistake. Wow, it was a mistake. And also not wrong, the Big Day Yesha says, as follows. It's Rabban Lo Kolad Erishamji Pi Marini Pi Nolikin Atos Shifu. With a small alephus. So if you look around at the bottom of the Biri HaRamah, the Shabbat HaChabanet, as alephus says, Zeh Kotel Lo Nam Shei, Adol Ein Zeh Tiret Al Dibra Meir Nisim Gom, Shabbat Yashem Arminik Shikteim Shabbat 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 from your bias to bias and the front of the front of the mind, after that, all of the fears there. I will give you a listen to all, so we ask you to become a son of a rosh, that is all the shonen. Ella she ate before, and I that's the, so the Mordechai Benet says, that the listen to all stops even before the old shin. He stops already, where does he stop? Ulechara. That's where the old rations, that's where it stops for the Mordechai Benet. And that's what the Big Day Yesh is, the same thing. Tehem the Gadola, Kishol Duchta. What is the answer? Because of this is Gaon. The Kaf Matzasi Behem Yukain. The Oshri. So maybe Dibur HaBis is Gaon. So Yirayu Yihai Yishalmi. So my Yadai Kho Lechol Gaon Bamaam HaShat Adami. The Hakaf Kosev Rosh Ki Dilei. The Lechol Yirayu Yishalmi Kol Ad Yifetra. In other words, this is also from the Rosh. No one stops at Shin, they stop at Reish.
Why would that?
But the Kabbalah is wrong. He took the Megillah stuff to the very end, those days.
Why would Dias not work though?
It's a Gemara. Yeah, how can you argue the Gemara? The Gemara is the cause of Shmuel. Why bother making Kiddush and Shul? Obviously Dias doesn't work.
Now well, maybe you say that he didn't have Dias there.
Why not? Have Dias.
To eat somewhere else though.
Nah, that's fair. Why not? If you know the other one, should have Dias. That's the problem.
Okay. Because Kiddush and Shul had the purpose of for to be Yotzi for the Orchim, though, so you didn't have Das for
everybody else. Could be. Rabosai, I want to discuss with you now, in the remaining time, what exactly constitutes a Suda in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush and Makom Suda. That's what I want to know. What is a Suda? You know what Kiddush is, what's a Suda? It's a very complex issue. Very complex. Most of them can prove Aleph, I'm an Aleph. leave it aside. Te'imu midi. It says, Tosus nire dahayu te'imas lechem. So the story last week. Kedamina v'kargim the shavuos kedami yitshid nitzam midi v'yazi v'yachdu v'shasu. V'yimolo midi kargima. What does midi kargima mean? Some say cake, some say fruit. V'ashv v'gim al-sudas shabbos, k'ma v'sukah. Hayded ap kim v'sudas shlishis. Avalol v'sudas arvitz v'shachris. Shein ikir k'vol shabbos. Tosha says two things. One, tima midi means lechem. And number two, that if Tagima works, it's only b'shalosh shiur, not for the first two meals. When they say tima midi, which is lechem, do they mean it lechus kiddush from Malchus Suda or lechus Suda Shabbos? How do you understand? The first one of Tosha, nearer the ayinu tima's lechem. Is that a bit of kiddush from Malchus Suda requires lechem? Or means it's a bit from Suda Shabbos? You require lechem. So the Beis Yosef says in Reish Ayin Gimel, Al Korchenu, the first four words, Nire the Ayinu Te'imas Lechem, the first four words of Tosfos, are not referring to Kiddush Malchus Suda. He claims that maybe this Tosfos could appear to Gaonim, but it's enough to have Yayakim for Kiddush Malchus Suda. Aye, why does Tosfos say need Lechem? That's for the general din of Suda, V'araya. The second part of Tosfos. Second part was not discussing Kiddush Malchus Suda, discussing Suda proper. Who are the novice claims in the Beis Yosef say the first part of Kiddush is also limited to a discussion of Suda proper and has nothing to do with Kiddush Malchus Suda. You can only go. That's how the Beis Yosef looks at Tosfos.
But the case in the Gemara seems like it's talking about for Kiddush itself.
That's what I would say. The Beis Yosef is against us. Comes along the Drisha. I don't know if you were the Drisha. It was written by the Sna and the Bible of the Tur. It's quoted by Rabbi Yehuda also, the one I asked you to see. It's the Reish Samach Tes, the end of $12, to the scholars. The next sugya we'll discuss, maybe starting tomorrow, maybe, is a sugya which talks about what's called Dvorim Hatunim Brocho Lachem and Koma. Some foods, forgive the phrase, the long phrase, some foods, the Gemara repeated about 15 times in the next time. On that Kuf Aleph and Beis and Kuf Beis and Aleph. You see that phrase repeats about 15 times. So get used to it. That's going to be discussed with Hashem tomorrow. One more time. The Gemara has different things. You have Tunim, Brachal, Achrayim, and Koma. So Machlokas are Rishonim. What's in that category, what's out of that category? Specifically when it comes to wine, the Rashbam says, yeah, look at the top toast, Kuf Aleph and Beis. Next sugya, but this is the easiest way to show it to you. Kuf Aleph and Beis. Ela v'dvarim she'ein, ein tunim brach l'achem and koma. Here's Rashbam. Yom mayim v'peiris, she'en tfitam achem brach l'chashuv v'me'ein sholosh. V'me'ay p'ayim et zorach brach l'chem, from the Gaon of Pashas. Avel brach l'chem brach l'chem and koma kon yayin, v'chol zayin minim. So that is the difference in the kibbe kama kohoda. That's what Rashbam says. Tosfos argues, Tosfos it's wrong, Tosfos what's the definition of Dvar Matur Lachain Nira, bottom of the Tosfos, the last few narrow lines, the Yayin Bechol Zayin Minin, Bechol Adi Bechol Bechol Tvar Matur and Bechol Kek Bechol, Ela Pas, Bechol Minei Pas, Shebevachan Olam Amotzi, O Shema, Kol Minei Mizono Shiesh Ve Mehei Minin, Adi Bechol Dvar Matur and Bechol Kek Bechol. So there are three shittas on both sides, and they're all quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What's something that's required you go back to the original spot to make a bracha, the place you originally ate it? If I have candy right here in this room, and then I forgot to make a bracha and mushrooms, I went back to my dormant with it. Oh yeah, I forgot. Can I make the bracha and mushrooms there? Yes. If it was grapes, can I make the bracha and mushrooms there? Machlokas. If it's wine, machlokas. If it's cake, machlokas. If it's bread, I still have to come back over here. Okay, different sheets of code. The Drisha claims that the same achlokas exists as far as Tunim Brach Lachem and Koma is the same achlokas applies to Kiddush and Malchus Suda. Hobo Atalia. Hobo Atalia. He says the Gaonim call it the Rashbam. The Gaonim say that you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush and Malchus Suda with the degrees of Yayin. They call it the Rashbam. The Yayin is Tunim Brach Lachem and Koma. This is the Drisha's dependence, to make one dependent upon the other. There'll be give any calls. Oh. If that's the case on both sides, according to most poskim, we don't follow the Rambam. This proves what David Schwartz said. David said, we don't really follow the Rambam, do we? Well, according to the right, the Drisha, the answer is you're right. We don't, because both poskim are against Rashi. Rambam say that Yai is not called Rambam or Chavrut Kol. So if a Kiddush would not be considered a Rambam Suda, just Yai alone, you need cake or bread. Now, the coordinate Risha, the Fiaga only would need wine. Grapes is good enough. Because grapes also needs Brahma or Kerbam Kama. Rabbi Kivega says we pass him, that is centrist view. You know what requires Brahma or Kerbam Kama? Not fruits, not wine, but any kind of results. Wheaties is called Brahma Kerbam Kama. Certainly cake, it's have a cup of bread. So Kaka pointed out, Kiddush and Lachem Suda is good enough Wheaties. So they go in camp, right? They give Kiddush and Lachem Suda and they give you Wheaties. They give you cake too, but they'll give you Wheaties. There are more quotes, one opinion. Is Kuf Ayin Ches. But you need Dr. Pass, like one day Eritosis. Dr. Pass, only Shema mean it done. That would correspond to Shita Sagra. The gross is a nice enough to be a lot of quotes here in the Kiddush Lachem Suda, I guess you can see it, that you have to adopt a pas. There was some afternoon, for example, in camp, who will not partake of that, what they call breakfast. They give you cake, and they give you cereal, no, or the gross. You can only have Kiddush Lachem Suda with you, if you have a pas. The Rabbi of Shara, he said, you can have cake, Wheaties, but when you have your meal later on, 2 hours later with Kala, make Kiddush again. Why? Because as far as the Kiddush of Bapam Suda is concerned, we don't want to rely upon, we don't want to grow. I would want to grow, you have no right to eat in the morning because you wasn't, because Kiddush is eating before Kiddush in effect. So the Rav said, don't give the opinion of the Raivin. The Raivin holds that the Isser of eating before Kiddush only was said in front of Shabbos. There's no Isser eating before Kiddush from the Shabbos by day. We'll get to it later. The fundamental of my problem is, what is Kiddush by day? Is it really Kiddush? Or just that? Oh, a lot of us can say Yotzer Motzi.
That's what they relied upon in Shul.
Look at the rising guy. Look at the rising guy. The rivals, that's no easier eating before Kiddush by then. Only by that. Must be.
Every day during the week.
So 7 o'clock
minute, breakfast at 8, and then
9 o'clock
minute. And
does
everyone's eating their breakfast?
It's a different problem. I ate it before Dhamma. Different problem. Don't do Kiddush. The Pasuk say there's no fear of Kiddush before Dhamma. We'll get to that later. 7 before Dhamma. In my opinion, it's us to meet with before Dhamma. But I once wrote my, I went to print in my sefer that one, maybe you want to leave it to Chutzpah Chassid. Maybe, you don't. That's not good at all. Not a good at all. I have a different thought, but I don't think it's we should do it. Oh, let's go back to our reading. So now, Rabbi Osar, look at the Shulte Ivorim, please, if you don't mind, and see what how you read it. Shulte Ivorim is right here on page 12, I believe it is. Look at the Shulte Givorim, please, on page 12 of an hour. Nope. Top of the page. He says, "Veneer be einash and kiddush the mokum suda behistlef of a kova aner achakah halak v'achol sedas of a mokum acher yotzer the kiddush arishin." Yes. The chayim are rots alef of nina migodim, migodim, migodim. The bias effort. Vore rots alef of ikar sedas of a bias acher should be. The kiddush the mokum shochol achil arishana. They serve for Kaddish and Makkah Suda Shriya. He should call Suda Shabbos Chashubihi. Bapilu Suda's Aroi, Suda's Kevahi, Nech Shabbos B'Shabbos. The Yotza B'Kiddush Arisho. Period. What's the God? How do you define the God?
That's fiction.
How do you define the God? No. So the Magen Avraham says, it's a cut in your olive, Resh and Gimel, that the God needs pears. Fruits, any fruits. Apples. But he translates the God. I thought that that's not what it means. So the God needs cake. Cake. So the Magen Avraham himself conceived that cake is better than fruits, the Kiddush of Avraham Sudan. Why? He says, you know, you find that way in the Shalosh Shuddas. And Shalosh Shuddas is a hierarchy. What, if you can't have bread, what should you have? If you can't have bread, then you need cake. If you can't have cake, then let have fish and meat. Then let have food. You see that cake is better. If cake is better than the Shalosh Shuddas, the cake is better than the Kiddush Malkum Suda as well. So like the Baba Nagra. Comes out of that, a very strange thing. If the Rabban Avraham is bringing a raya for Shalashuris, it comes out that those who are machmir to Shalashuris to have only challah, which is the proper form of the Mishnah Berurah quotes, to eat your day back in the Shalashuris, right inside the hours. So he should be machmir that Kishon of Masudah pass at the Gurah. But there are many people that I know, myself included, who are machmir whatever possible to have Shalashuris al pass. But yeah, we're not so machmir to have Kiddush of Masuda Shabbos morning like the Gro. According to what the Rabban Avraham said, the Chorus Halva Talia. Yes.
That's because Shabbos is not that they say you cannot be Yotze with Shabbos, even though they're being machmir not to be Yotze with Shabbos. Even the Sheikh that says you can eat Shabbos with Shabbos agrees that the best thing to eat Shabbos is to be Chavei Yotze with
Al-Pas. Well, no, not true. Not true. Those who are made it, are made it. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah is giving an impression of halacha l'maaseh, but those who hold it's enough to have cake, enough to have
seven. You said that God was enough to have cake, but a suda's pas is still more kosher for Shabbos.
I don't know. I'm not sure that's correct. I don't know. By the following explanation of the meaning of many people have, the big machlokas are posted in our books, is the last part of the Mamakar as well. Finishing up soon. Next to us, before the last line. Do my purpose on Poskin. Can you fulfill all the Suda Shabbos with Pasa Bar Bakistan? You don't like challah, you only like cake. Cookies.
Croissants.
You got that. Cookies, I'll have chocolate chip cookies for all my 3 meals with Shabbos. Good and over. Do my purpose on Poskin. The Shmira Shabbos of Poskin, the one of them is a pair of Nud Dalit. Have a cook lamb and ask, because I think my clothes are called many goods. All I think about, I call all you.
What's
my clothes? Kovesu. Kovesu, what do you want? You want Kovesu?
I want Kovesu.
You want to cook cookies, that's enough. So, the passions. Middle Raisa. There's no difference between bread and cake. Passions. Bread and cookies. Cake is a little rack, a little like that. Bread and cookies. Which of a blila ova, or some cakes of a blila ova. The cake they give in Kamo or Shan Shah, what is that?
Kabbash
cake, blila ova, right? Kabbash blila ova. Baku blila ova. Yeah, that's not a hard dough. That's how you serve this kind of thing. They know why? They're not going to have my shita. They all, oh, maybe you have to have kitchen up and suited up and pass, but pass it over kitchen, just pass, and they want to be not going to have my shita at home, and if you just pour batter like a pass.
They never serve pound cake.
They serve weeks too, but they expect that everyone should have a meal here. Probably right. That's what I was suggesting. Possibly. Even though, so here comes what it follows. So I'm suggesting the reason why you could be making it is because even if the grow is right, you need a pass when it comes to Kiddush and Malkum. So you have pass. Your kosher straight is pass. True, it's pass over kiss, but the right is all the same. There's no difference in passion with the right between kosher straight and bread. Say, I mean, it's... So most cakes, as opposed to the assumption that the rabbi of Rafia is also considered to be full pass. We discussed it in the southern parish, in the south of Chavim. We look at that assumption. Instead of our own parishes, we look at Chavim. That assumption. That's just an extra wrinkle I just threw in over here. So maybe even if you'll say that Wheaties would not be good, because it's not considered to be pass, maybe even cockroach cake, maybe even sponge cake would be good. You know what Machmer Shalosh Shudis is not to rely upon it? Because Shalosh Shudis will know Machmer. Shalosh Shudis might be a derisa. Take a look in the Shemir Shabbos there in the Ora Kuf test. The Uremos that did derisa, or Hashuk was not with derisa. At least it's that Kodesh Moshe Rabbeinu says. But Kiddush Rabba is obsessed with Shrachara. That's just powerful Chumra. That's not the same Chumra I did as Shalosh Shudis proper. That's why I can defend the meaning of many people who are not makar to grow, even though they try to be makar to Shalosh Shudis on Chala, and even though the makar to grow made a clear between one and the other. Oh. But now, there's one more lakuda before we end. And that is, what we started there. And that is the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is a new quotation. This is a quotation of a verbatim quotation of Rabbeinu Yonah, Brachos of Mem Tes. Verbatim, listen carefully. Bibay Pam Shafayam Lakadesh, Ahat Bayom, the Ahat Balaila, Sarah Shayoko Pas, Kidei Shiye Kiddish Mimakam Suda, Al Bapam Ashlishis, Shayed Sarah Lakadesh, Yotze Bateros, end quote. What did he say over here? Sounds radical to me. The first 2,000 years have to make Kiddish. Then you have to have pass, so make Kiddush Rabbah Kusud. The third time, there's no Kiddush, so then Peir is good enough. If you read of any other Kiddush, it comes out a radical Kiddush, and the entire obligation of pass and Shabbos is, you know why? To Kiddush Rabbah Kusud. And that's why Shabbos should is no such thing. If there wouldn't be for Kiddush Rabbah Kusud, you could have all three meals with fruits. So it sounds like.
You need dafka pas also, man.
That's what Sabbath has a dafka pas for pas.
Or maybe mizonos.
Maybe the kokosh cake, maybe.
No, because it jumps right away to peros.
Could be you're right. I would rather say not like the Pashim Shah. Too radical to me. I'll say the Rav said. The fact that the Chazal instituted Kiddush is a simen, is a symptom, is an indicator that you require a kriyas. That's all definition of Kiddush Al Yayin, the Rav explained. It's said about last week, the opening day shiur. The definition of Kiddush Al Yayin is to be Koveya Sehudu Shabbos. Shalosh Shudis does not require Kiddush. Doesn't require Kviyas. It's not that Teres. The truth. Go back to the source. According to the first day in Lashbam and Tosfos. The Korosa La Shabbos Onen. Sound that you need Pas. Or pass kiss in the course of the Mechilin. After all, how do you fulfill all the Shabbos? All the Shabbos, the passions is fulfilled by going to Yom Kippur. The way we explained it by Rebus a few months ago, the dinner only requires washing. Or it's better pass kiss then. And so you have to wash once by night and once by day. We said Shalosh Shudis is a question. Maybe it's not so common for the day for the month. Maybe it's enough time for this. A different thing. So Oneg means pass. If that's the case, this could be against what we spoke with the name of Rav Chaim a long time ago. Way back when we go to Rav Chaim, Rav Chaim said, apparently, that you can switch the order around. You can have, instead of having bread, cake, you can have bread, cake, bread. Night, morning, afternoon. Then we discussed that by Rebus at Chaim. We thought, why not? Because I'll tell you why not. Through the Kiddush Rabbah Kusud dimension. If you require Kiddush Rabbah Kusud to be passed after, then it has to be the water with passed after. And maybe they would, I'll say, what people very often do is they'll have cake before chatzos, they'll have kiddush again maybe at home. But the price, they argue wouldn't work that way. You can, I mean, could argue that it wouldn't work according to the Svara of Rav Elyon. You could argue. Of course, our minute, we don't hold it Rav Elyon. You don't hold it the Gro. Minig is Gro, that Tishra and Sudan set straight take. So this logic wouldn't follow, then you have to go back to a client again. We ask those who are following, apparently, that know the Yodim or below Yodim. How could the Odom say, Rav Osai, we can fulfill Kishra and Suda on one? Reveals of wine. How can it be? The Korach on the Shabbos only. You can't put on the Shabbos wine. You have to have the pass. How can the Bona say what they said? But here's the idea. We go on and don't hold the Korach on the Shabbos only. 2 days in Hashbam. What does the second day in Hashbam say? What does the second day in Hashbam say? It's very important. Let's end with this. What does the second day in Hashbam say? Come on. Look inside. Just to remind yourself. Come back a few times. What did the second thing Rashbam said? Kuv Aleph of an Aleph. Inami Svarihi. No puzzle. Mi de'ikba kidush al ayayim. Kiditani le'kamon zafir al ayayim. Mistoba al ayayim. Shevishas su'udo. Hukba. Let's see. He basically covered this from su'udo. I'd like to start over here from the Azra of Yochum the Tamer. The last 2 lines of Kuf Aleph of an Aleph until Tana Rabbana, the last 5 lines, Kuf Beis of an Aleph. With the Tosfos and the Salamor, Ramban, Ravid, Ram, Rosh. That's just the Rabbeinu Dovid. That's just the Mamma Tomas in general terms. You will be here later today. I'll turn it over right now and give it to you later. That's tomorrow morning when we'll get it. Okay? Good. So you have to keep it busy for 24 hours.